Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sam Fesich from the EduMagic Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
If you're wanting to successfully plan relevant lessons for any student or grade level, are ready to confidently design a curriculum that works for you and your students, or are overwhelmed when it comes to planning lessons and designing curriculum, then I would love for you to join me in the Curriculum Design Roadmap course. In this course, you will go from feeling overwhelmed with planning lessons each week to feeling excited to show up to work each day, and experience a new joy and passion for teaching elementary music because you've designed a classroom that you love. Think about how it would feel to go from feeling frustrated to successful when you sit down to plan lessons each week. Imagine how you'll grow as a teacher because you're teaching with confidence. And think about what will happen when you realize you are an expert to design your own curriculum. In just 5 weeks, you'll go from not having a curriculum in place to designing one that you love and that you will begin to use year after year. So if you're ready to join me in the Curriculum Design Roadmap course, simply head to jessicaparesta.teachable.com/p/curriculum-design-roadmap. And I cannot wait to see you inside. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jessica Paresta, your host, and we are doing a summer series. And so far, I've done an episode about my favorite music education blog posts, or blogs, I should say. And then last week's episode was about my favorite music education. And also, I mentioned some business podcasts that I love. Today is about books, and I am going to share not just a list of books, because this episode would go on forever, but I'm going to share some of my favorite books, but also where you can find or research books that you can use in your music room, or books that you can use for professional development purposes, for that matter. So the other two episodes of the summer series so far have had a blog post that go hand in hand with them. This episode will not have a blog post because since I'm going to be mentioning not a million resources, but I'm just going to be mentioning a few places you can go research books for yourself, I will just include them in the podcast show notes. So make sure you check that out. So let's start with one of my favorite places to get professional development books, F-Flat Books. If you've not heard of F-Flat Books, Dr. Sarah Gulish and her brother David Allen founded this company. And I'm not going to lie to you, how long it took me to realize F-Flat was ebooks is ridiculous, how long it took me to figure out. Wow. And I know I'm not the only one. I've talked to others who are like, oh yeah, F-Flat's an E. Anyways, and this was on Sarah's heart to start this company because she is a music educator, but also an author of several music education related books. And she just felt like the treatment and payment to authors was not equitable. And so she founded a company and a business. And now it is, I want to say, 4 years old. And so it is an ebook company, but on the website, F-Flat Books, you will see a lot of, it started as mostly professional development types of books. I have my book, Make a Note, is on there as an ebook. And then it transitioned to also there's a lot of flip books now. There's a lot of other resources there that you can find, and it is incredible. So look for that link in the show notes. That is the first recommendation for professional development types of books. Now, I did mention I have a professional development type of book. It's called Make It Know What You Really Need to Know About Teaching Elementary Music, and you can find that in the show notes. There are several of my books that I've actually purchased on FLAP Books from amazing authors you will find on the FLAP Books site as well. The next resource I want to mention is actually on Instagram, and it is called Music Room Reads, all one word. And what's really cool is this is basically every, I don't know how often, a lot of often, they will post a bunch of books you can use in your music classroom. The posts are curated based around what month of the school year it is, if there's any holidays or celebrations coming up. They basically are finding books so you don't have to do the research yourself, and are posting the graphics of the books and where to find these books that you can use in your actual music classroom with your students. It's really, really an awesome Instagram page, and I have gotten a lot from it, and I've actually found several ideas of new books that I'm excited to use with my students starting in the fall. So Music Room Reads on Instagram is where I want to send you to find children's books ideas. The next resource is called the Ultimate Music Ed Book List, and this is actually a Google Sheet started by the amazing Melissa Stouffer, who I actually mentioned on last week's episode. And she started, I want to say this was during COVID. I'm pretty sure it started in 2020. She basically started curating a list of children's books, collections, and professional development books. And literally, it is so awesome. When you click on each of those tabs, there is a whole list of books that you can scroll through and look at that are alphabetized, and with a link to the Amazon site where the book is located to purchase it. She also has collections of different books that you can purchase as well, like, for instance, Mallet Madness, which is one of my all-time favorites, or different books you can use for teaching purposes, and then professional development book. And there is a lot of great books on there that I have actually gotten myself. So I would highly suggest that, and the link, like I said, will be in the show notes. It's just called the Ultimate Music Ed Book List. So those are three resources you can definitely use. They're all different. One is an Instagram page. The other one is a Google Sheet. And the other one is a website that you can look for different books, of ebooks and physical books. And like I said, this episode, I'm not going to go through every book that you could ever use because there's so many. But what I do want to leave you with is just suggestions of how to find books that you can use with your students. So let's talk about that first. When you're looking at books to use, first of all, I would just start compiling a list based on, you can look at the resources. If you have other places that you like to look, then start compiling a list of books that you might want to use. Then once you've done that, then once you've read through them yourself, you can start going through the book and see how you might be able to use it. Could you use it for vocal exploration? Could you use it to explore movement? Could your kiddos do body percussion with the book? Could they use it to add melodies to it with instruments? Whatever it might be, I would highly suggest just looking through it and kind of figuring out what it could be used for in your music classroom. There's really no right or wrong answer here. But the cool thing is speaking of social media, a lot of times, or even Google, if you search for different books or look for them on social media, then you will a lot of times see other music teachers sharing ideas of how they've used that particular book in their classroom. Or if you've seen them post about a book and they're not really saying how they've used it, don't be afraid to just reach out and ask someone, hey, how did you use this book? I'm kind of curious about using it, but I don't know how to use it in my music room. Then other books, when you're talking about, or when we're talking about professional development types of books or teaching resource types of books, same thing. Go through and just kind of decide what do you need, and then look at what's out there. And then if you're anything like me, it just because you purchase it doesn't mean you have to use it right away. I have several books right now sitting on my shelf that I just honestly have not had time to read, but I'm really excited to read them. Or I know that I don't need certain books when I purchase them, but I know later down the road, oh my gosh, I really need to pull from that resource. So when it comes to teaching resources, I've shared this before, is if you already have a lot of teaching resources around drumming, for example, then it doesn't mean you can't get another drumming book. It just means possibly keep it on the shelf till you have time to really look through it and don't get worked up or overwhelmed by trying to include it this coming school year. So those are just some suggestions about books that you can use in your music room, where to find them, a little bit of ideas about how to use them. And today's episode is just shorter and just giving you some strategies on how to use books in your music room. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.